Republican leaders are considering skipping passage of a budget this year, a position that could be damaging for fiscal hawks and would end all 2018 efforts to revamp programs like Social Security and Medicare or repeal Obamacare. We're joined now by Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt. Congressman, catch us up to date.
So, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to end up kicking the can again on a CR, right? A continuing resolution. It just continues funding at previous levels. And the problem with that is you're giving up your ability to do Republican policy across 12 appropriation bills. You have military, transportation, education, all the core areas, health, human services. And so we're sacrificing something there. And then there's rumors lately that we may also just deem a budget number. And, of course, this is rumor as of now floating from the Senate, who doesn't want to vote on anything. I mean, these men and women get six-year terms, and yet they are still hiding from the tough votes, right? And so if you deem a budget number, that means you don't have to go through the budget process at all, and we can't use reconciliation, which is the tool that you only need 51 votes to pass something in the Senate instead of 60. And so we give up our leverage without even a fight. We just give the other side away our most valuable asset when it comes to legislative leverage. And so I don't get it at all. I think the House will stand firm. We've got the DACA issue is all around the funding issues. The Democrats want to see something done on the DACA piece. They have 8 votes we need, but the American people gave Republicans the House, the Senate, and the White House. And it was a key issue. And so the Democrats want DACA, but they don't want to negotiate or compromise too much at all. Hillary and Schumer are all on the record in favor of border control. You can go video their own words 10 years ago, but now they've pivoted, right? I think Bernie would have been more concerned with the economic welfare of the middle class.
How much political heat might you be feeling at this point about getting a budget done and having something to show voters come midterm election time?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we've just worn down the voter on that issue. And so I think they'll take it out more on us on the deficit issue, right? The budget is processed up. It's so complex. Not many people follow it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the deficit, where are you? The last number I heard a month or two ago, we were at 666, which is not a good number. And that was our $666 billion deficit for this year.
Wow.
And so the debt now, it used to be $20 trillion, now it's $21 trillion going on. And we have $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities in the Medicare, Social Security systems, the mandatory spending programs. And that's a guaranteed fiscal collapse crisis coming up in 2034. That's in law, right? So if the Democrats want to help the kids sustain those programs, we're going to have to do some bipartisan work on that. And if you even mention those programs and try to reform them, they put up campaign posters with grandma and cliffs and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can all start working together one of these days on those huge, huge issues that do require both sides to say, hey, we got to quit spending the kids' money.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about that for years now. I think the bad news, right, that has to be delivered is there has to be significant changes to Social Security and Medicare, right? But nobody's got the spine to make that decision.
Right? It's an eat your spinach lecture, and the American people have to demand that of us as well, right? I mean, they've got to say, for the welfare of our kids, we're willing to eat our vegetables in order to produce a healthy body 20 years from now. And we're not hearing enough of that right now, but hopefully it's coming. People are starting to zoom in more and more on the politics and policy, so I think we're finally getting in that zone where we're going to have to make some decisions or else have a crisis in 20 years.
Did you ever roll anything out specifically, like say, no Medicare till 70, you can't claim Social Security to 72, I don't know, anything radical like that?
Well, yeah, and that's not even radical. If you talk to the auditor of public accounts at the state, Virginia level, or U.S. level, they'll all tell you. You could grow at 6% GDP, which is not going to happen.
Yeah.
And you can increase ages, like you just said, and you can increase taxes, and that still wouldn't solve the problem.
Wow. Thanks, Congressman. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.